Louise Saunders
on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
On ABC Radio.
My commitment for 2020 is that I will be buying no new clothes.
Why are you doing it?
There's multiple levels that I think got me to the point where I decided it would be my New Year's resolution. One of them is the psychology that I want to break within myself that makes me think that I need a new outfit for every occasion that I have. I've known it for a really long time and was in denial, but it was something that I really kind of tuned into last year when someone would invite me somewhere and my first immediate question wasn't like, oh, that's so great, I want to celebrate your birthday, or congratulations, you're getting married. It was always, what's the dress code? What do I have to wear? What is everyone else wearing? Because I was already thinking of the outfit that I would have to buy to go to this event that I would only wear once. And that's why I have so many clothes. And I was like, why do I think that I need something new to go out in to wear? That makes absolutely no sense. And as I looked around my wardrobe, and I think that this was a part of the moving, because when you have a lot of clothes, it means you have to move a lot of clothes, or you have to deal with a lot of clothes. So I started thinking about the psychology of my relationship with clothes and why I think new things mean so much to me. But then also, like, I'm the presenter of a program that goes out to the Pacific where we're constantly talking about the environment and sustainability. And I would do things like, I have a keep cup for my coffee, I have a reusable drink bottle. I'm trying to find sustainable things that I can do to, like, limit my footprint. But then I buy all these clothes that just either end up in landfill or do all these things. And I was just like, it's such a contradiction. Like, I was like, I'm a big hypocrite because I feel so good about my keep cup, but then I'll go to a store when I'm feeling sad or if I need to go buy an outfit and I just buy clothes that I only wear once. And I was like, the takeaway cup version of a jumper is what I was doing. So I was like, if I'm going to address the way that I'm doing things, maybe I should be looking at my wardrobe as well.
Would you buy something that was almost identical to something you already had just for the thrill of it being
goodness.
New?
Do you know what's so funny is, to keep me accountable for this year, is I started an Instagram account because I'm a millennial, and if you don't have an Instagram account for your new endeavor, it doesn't count. And what it made me notice is that I have a very, like, my aesthetic is just like, or my go-to is a cropped top in some way and some high-waisted pants. And what I realized from documenting my daily outfit every day is that I have versions of exactly the same item. And I know the psychology that went into it is because I would go, I need something new. And then I would go clothes shopping and I'd try to venture out and then I'd try it on and then it would look awful in the change room. And I'd go, oh, I know what suits me, a high-waisted skirt or a high-waisted pants. So then I was buying different printed style versions of exactly the same thing. And documenting this on the Instagram account, I was like, why do I have a jumpsuit that, like, a green jumpsuit where one's in polka dots and the other's in floral print? Like, no one cares the difference. You could just wear, you know, the green jumpsuit with the polka dots twice instead of thinking that you had to get the one with the floral print. It just, yeah.
What's your approach to finding space in your home for your clothes? And it's not just the wardrobe, is it?
It's been a real, like, if I could go back through my time as a renter to how my priorities have changed, is like when I was in Hobart, it was just definitely I needed a second bedroom for clothes. And then when I moved to Sydney, I got rid of a lot of clothes, but still moved up to Sydney with 5 suitcases of clothes and had a designated walk-in wardrobe, which was insane because my suitcase, like, my clothes didn't fit the space that was designed for it in a world first. And so I took that as a challenge to then fit more clothes into the space. Then when I moved to Melbourne, I had friends scouting for apartments for me while I was still in Sydney. And the feedback that I got for most properties was, yeah, you wouldn't fit your clothes in there. There's not enough wardrobe space. So from Sydney to Melbourne, as I kind of culled, and then I recently moved and somehow I have like 10 large bags of just just clothes. It was insane to go, this is a suitcase that is just for skirts. And I did like the Marie Kondo rolling. Like there was a lot of space saving. And I was still like, why do I have a suitcase just of skirts and like four variations of a leopard print skirt? That is ridiculous because they were all midi length skirts, kind of exactly the same. But I was like, why did I buy the other three when I already had that one? And so as I was going through the space, and even now my wardrobe is the smallest wardrobe I've ever had in my life, and it's lucky that I don't share my wardrobe with anyone else in my one bedroom. They would have no space, but it is literally like my shirts, my t-shirts, my long sleeve shirts, my skirts, my pants, my dresses, my jackets. There are like four suitcases above the wardrobe, and then under the bed I've got under bed storage that I've gone, oh, I can put my winter stuff in this while I'm waiting. And that was after donating two suitcases to the op shop before I moved.